they got some lunches in coal packs like that. Apples and oranges and, you know, little raisins and, well, a little bit of, a whole lot of different stuff, you know. And you get two of them, but you know I didn't even get to go. The woman that was supposed to carry me didn't carry me. And so I didn't get mine, which I wouldn't have had to cook yesterday either. I had me something already cooked.
Do you like to cook?
Not home. I had to do too much of that when I was raising my family.
What's the hardest thing you ever had to cook?
Really, I don't know. Only talking about
reason I asked, maybe something like cakes. Mom was talking to Mom on the telephone last night, and she said that she tried to make two and they both failed. So it sounded like that'd be pretty hard to me to do right.
Well, my cakes used to fall if I made them up, you know, from scratch, I call it. You know, I always put, when I had my family, 3 cups of sugar and about half a dozen eggs. And so I make my cake up 7 layers. It would be about that high.
Seven
layers.
That's a pretty big cake.
You know, layers, you know what I'm talking about?
I thought I did, but I guess I don't.
They're thin, you know. You make them thin, but you stack them up on top of one another.
Oh, okay.
7 of them.
I'm not a cook, I don't know.
Well, I know you saw homemade cook, cakes cook. And so that's the way I had to cook when I was raising my family. I mean, wasn't no use to cook them. Wasn't no little one.
Yeah, you ever make birthday cakes and stuff like that? What kind of cakes did you ever make?
Well, really, I didn't ever fool with none, hardly, on Christmas or something like that. But one time, one of my boys, he was sick all the time. But anyway, I cooked a coconut cake, and that's what he liked. And we had one of them old ice boxes that you buy a chunk of ice and put it in that box, and then you set what you're going to set down under there, a little old place down there. Yeah, I went to cooking my cakes earlier that Christmas. So I cooked me an ice coconut cake. It looked so good, you know. And he kept begging me for a piece of that cake, and I wouldn't give it to him. And around the back porch, we had a wide plank nailed to where the children couldn't get out the back, you know. And so I went out there looking for my cake, and it was gone. This tickled me. I thought, you know, next door just took it for meanness and was going to give it back, you know. It was a prank. Somebody's going to do that. And so I don't know. Late that evening, early the next morning, I noticed, and that boy had got that cake out of that icebox, and he couldn't get the door open, and he set it up on the edge of that plank. While he opened the door, it just chilled the bottom up, was right out in a pile of eggs. Man, you know, things such a mess. He never got my neck cast.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You reckon it's gonna stay hot all summer?
I imagine. This month and next is supposed to be the hottest month we had yet.
Has it gotten over 100 around here yet?
I ain't got nothing to keep up with it with.
I was driving around in Arkansas last summer about this time, and I drove into El Dorado, Arkansas, and it was 108.
Oh, gee.
My goodness gracious. That's the hottest place I've ever been in.
You have got air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you better have.
Even better. Be packed in ice driving around. It gets rough.
I know.